In West Virginia, there are about 180 active AmeriCorps volunteers. A new partnership between Volunteer West Virginia and the Red Cross is training many of these AmeriCorps to be ready to serve communities affected by disasters. Some of these volunteers have already been deployed in the last few weeks to assist residents affected by flooding and mudslides. We hear about disasters all the time on the news.
5 feet above flood stage, so almost 3 feet.
It's expected to be 10 to 30 degrees below normal across the region.
Flooding parts of West Virginia got up to about...
This March, homes were damaged and people were displaced because of mudslides, snowstorms, and flooding.
With temperatures rising, the snow is melting fast, causing floods along rivers and creeks.
And many of us would like to help, but we don't. For lack of time, skills, or guts. But that didn't stop Kristen Shinneberry, who's originally from Pocahontas County.
I have experience because I was, you know, grew up on like in a farming area and that type of thing, so I'm not new to like hands-on stuff.
When the call came asking for volunteers to travel down to icy Mingo County, she said yes, even though she was apprehensive that she didn't have enough carpentry skills.
I really don't know how to like build or repair anything.
Another Disaster Corps volunteer, Jameel Jackson, says she was very thankful for the on-the-job training she got by working alongside the more seasoned relief workers.
I'm like tugging at a hammer, like trying to pull it out, and I'm not doing it right. And they're like, well, no, lean it against the wall and pull back. And so like, it was just, they were super awesome, and it was a lot easier than expected.
Jackson is originally from Detroit, Michigan, where there's no shortage of need for assistance. But she says communities in Detroit are not used to the type of flooding people in southern West Virginia see. Another Disaster Corps volunteer, Beckley native Toria Cummings, says she was stunned by the effects of those floods in Mingo County.
It was exciting and sad all at the same time to see the devastation that they had suffered. Even the little things we take for granted, like sliding your shoes on just walking out the house, they had to leave without their shoes. And I mean, it's like, what, minus 11, minus 10?
Stephanie Yu is the executive director of Volunteer West Virginia, and she explains that the Disaster Corps program came about partly in response to last year's water crisis in Kanawha County.
There was sort of this idea that we needed to have infrastructure so that when things like that happen, we could have people ready to go.
When there isn't a disaster, these AmeriCorps will continue to work on their other projects, like tutoring children or helping veterans. Toria Cummings admits leaving the community after aiding in flood relief in the short term felt a little bit strange, almost like she was abandoning them.
It was difficult to leave them knowing I'm going home and you have to either stay here in this hotel or you're going to have to find family members that can take you in or just totally rebuild. You know, that's got to be hard.
A week after she returned from Mingo County, Cummings was deployed to Kanawha County to help residents displaced from the Yeager Airport landslide. Some residents there are still evacuated from their homes in the area directly affected by the slide, Keystone Drive, while others are in the process of deciding to stay in the area or sell their homes and move away. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.